question is discussing the interplay between the attitudes and thoughts of forgiveness and forgetfulness. To forgive and forget, they have an expression like that. Forgive and forget. So a person says, I can forgive some person who's hurt me or in different ways, where I can forgive some pain someone's caused me by their behavior or attitude or speech or whatever. But I have a difficulty forgetting that incident that made me so unhappy. So the question is, forgiving I can understand, I can almost come to that idea and position my heart forgiving. But forgetting, because one is the heart, one is the mind. Forgiving is happening from the heart level, from the above level, forgiving. Because a person hurt you, hurt your heart. Heart means your identity, your ego, ego heart, your identity. What you value to be yourself, what you consider important to you, what you consider valuable, what you define as you, your identity, as far as your identity. And a person broke your identity, insulted your identity, hurt your identity. Hurt, because you see, you hurt me. What me is being hurt? Ultimately, it's heart. Your heart is being pinched. Because it's thinking, feeling, and willing. So thinking is going on with the intelligence and mind, and feeling is going on with the heart. They can't really separate them, but they're different aspects. So forgiving is a heart function, but forgetting is a mental function. Because it says, for me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So we remember, we have good memory. It means that's a strong mind, has a good memory. So if mind is weak, our memory is not good. So we usually remember things that are very painful. They create the greatest samskaras. Memory is caused by samskaras. Deeper in samskara, deeper impression, the stronger the memory. That's why something happens to you, something during the day, so many things happen. One thing makes a deeper impression on you than anything else. Or you take, when you sleep at night, because that deeper impression goes on your subconscious. Samskaras in your subconscious mind. So that happens in your conscious day, something amazing happens. You see a car accident, you see some guy's head get cut off in front of you. A guy gets, guy gets run over by a truck, cuts his head off, whatever. You saw it. So that made a heavy samskara, visual samskara on your subconscious mind. So when you take rest at night, you'll see that. So many things you saw throughout the day, heard throughout the day, did that day, the only thing that came up with your mind in a dream was that. These are deep impressions in the citta. So that's why we chant Hare Krishna, cleanse our citta. So the only way to forget bad things is by the mercy of Krishna, by doing bhakti bhajan, by chanting a lot of Hare Krishna java, praying for Krishna to erase his samskara. It's like deleting a file on your computer. If you delete it, then they have a function. Delete forever.
Yes.
Okay, now it's the final one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom! You try to recover it. You're a good Russian hacker, you know, going to the second memory hard drive. Nice, some guys come to my computer. I lost all my books. You know, we'll go in this drive and this thing. I don't know what he's talking about. You. We'll take out the memory, the hidden memory files. Who is there? He's a master of mad scientist. He said, I found it. Got to retrieve the book again. I said, okay, good deal. Let's go. Hackers, they're magicians, computer magician. You delete forever, they make it come back again. there's no rabbit in this hat, you see? White rabbit. See white rabbit? That's magic, jadu. So hackers are magicians, computer magicians. Delete file here, delete. Empty the trash can. Delete everything in the delete recycle bin. Okay. Why do you? I don't know. This is the world we live in. We want to delete our friends. Delete our. We are friends, we are enemies. Live our own world, yeah. Virtual reality. Me reality. I create reality. Just me. Oh, now I'm happy. Okay. Another chapter 16 again. Israel. I'm in my world, I'm perfect in my world.
Yeah.
He's my enemy, I finished him off. My friends, I pay them off. My enemies, I finish. My friends, I pay off. This is my world. Master world. Master switch. Everything's master. Except reality. Reality is we're all servants of Krishna. Krishna's the only master. Supreme predominator. Forgive and forget. Don't be haunted by your forgetfulness. Always remember Krishna. Sarvatam Vishnu. Rules and regulations, yes, it's all rules and regulations. Is always remember Krishna, never forget him. Forget everything else, everyone else, but don't forget Krishna. That's what death means. Death means leaving everybody, forgetting everybody, forgetting even your body, but don't forget Krishna. So we have to practice that every day. Forget means it's not that important. Most important is death and remembering Krishna. These are the two important things in life. Death and remembering Krishna. What's that verse from? Smartavyam. Well, I'm not recording it. Forgive and forget. It's all forgive and forget. Forgive and forget question. How to forget what we forgave. How to forget. Yeah, put them in front. It's called in Snan Shiksha, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya chapter 22, verse 113. It's also in Nectar of the Ocean, I think so also. Padma Pran, Smartavyam Satatam Vishnur. Vismartavya Najatu Chit. Oh, be smart. He means without smart. That means don't remember means don't forget. Smartavya Satatam. Satatam means always, right? Satatam Krishna Yantavam. Always remember Krishna, Vishnu. Be smart means don't forget. Be means without smart, which means jatucha at any time. Sarve vidi nishida, we say vadi bhakti. Vadi bhakti means vidi. Vidi means rules and regulations. Nishida also means law. Nishida means law. Prohibitions. Don't do that, see. Do's and don'ts. The essence of all do's and don'ts is every rule is a kingkar. Kingkar means servant. Kingkar means female servant, kingkar male. Every rule regulation is a servant of these two principles. Don't forget Krishna, always remember Krishna, never forget him. I say the two most important things in life are death and remembering Krishna. But we put other things ahead of that. Put other things, other situations, other people above that, and put that bottom of the list. That's where it should be on the top of the list all the time. It said, on the left shoulder, everyone, death is sitting. The tree of life is on the right shoulder. The reaper of death is on the left shoulder. They're coming, any minute coming. Come on, let's go. Are you ready? That's the hero.
Yogeshwara Krishna yatra pato dhanurdhara tatra sri vijayo dudyavaghe tirmadir mama.
Last verse of Gita, 78th verse, 18th chapter, 78. Where is Krishna, Arjuna? There's victory. Arjuna is a pure devotee. Whoever have pure bhakti, you get conquer death. Says in the Bhagavatam, the true one stepped on the head of death. Fourth canon of Bhagavatam says, Dhruva Maharaj, death came to catch him. He stepped on the head of death, and his body became spiritual. He didn't have to change his body. It's a unique example. His sarakadeva became transcendental. And death came, he stepped on the head of death and got on the flower airplane to Vaikuntha. It's a figurative, it's not literal. The god of death is Yamaraj. He didn't step on the Davis's head. It's just a figure, a metaphor. In other words, he conquered death.